This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
Question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise. We'll start with Oliver Reese on Twitter. After Barbecue Gate and now an awkward shot with the French president, is it time for Scott Morrison to rethink his media strategy with his personal photographer? The media, the Barbecue Gate being a reference to him somehow getting the stainless steel bowls that were full of items and ingredients ready for a curry placed on a barbecue while he was still in quarantine, Scott Morrison, when the barbecue wasn't on and he was as awkward as anyone's ever been in a photo, Hutchie.
Yeah, I think the gig is up on the personal photographer. I'm not sure it's the best path forward from here. It's an edited version of him and he needs authenticity right now, I think. I'd be rethinking a little bit. I think it might be just a...
Is it hard to get authenticity when you're not authentic on anything you do?
That is your opinion.
That is my opinion, my very strong opinion on that particular person. Robert Hall.
You know you're in trouble with Damo when he starts dropping particular persons. We've seen that treatment happen to Robbo. We've seen that treatment happen to others. When you get particular personed, you're in trouble with Damo.
I'm just over that bloke, Hutchie. I'm over Scott Morrison. Robert Horval on Facebook. What are your thoughts on the current horse racing TV coverage? While it's definitely improved in recent years, I can't help but think multiple camera angle options while pressing red would bring coverage into the 21st century. You could choose to ride on board with a jockey or select the aerial view or any other angle you like. Thoughts?
I think that speaks to such a small percentage of the audience. I don't think that general punter cares too much.
What I don't like is I'm not a good punter, Hutchie. I think you know that well and truly. But I do like a little punt. When the TV stations get the events on the big day, Derby Day, Golden Eagle, Everest Days, there's a requirement of the TV producers that come in for that event, not so much the racing coverage, to make it, I suppose, in their eyes, presentable in a way that it's not to the general public. And as such, you'll get sound effect microphones of the hoofs at one stage, and then they'll have different shots of the... As a punter, there's nothing more infuriating than when that camera goes away from where your horse is in the run.
I just want to watch the race.
I just want to watch the race.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Robert, I hear what you're saying, but as a punter, and I'm a bad one at that, I just want to watch. I want the best camera on the actual race itself. Quadrant Dudley on Twitter. Tim Smith and Jordan DeGoey walk into a bar. Who has had the worst week?
Dead heat.
It probably is a dead heat, isn't it? It probably is a dead heat.
Both career-defining and potentially career-ending.
Yeah, with a lot still to play out on both fronts. Michael on Twitter, if Hutchie was any warmer, would he need to set a 2050 emissions target? People are embracing this warming of you, Hutchie.
I'm starting to get annoyed by it.
I like it, Michael. And yes, we might have to get an emissions target out of him at some stage, Michael. How do sports journalists feel, and this is from Ewing on Twitter, when you have an international story that involves breaking the law like DeGoey? It seems like some feel way out of their depth and don't have much to say while others step up.
What is he referring to there?
I don't know, actually, and I don't. And I think the key word to his question, Ewing, is the international story. I don't think it's got anything to do with I think there's a general reluctance as a rule when there's anything to do with law, isn't it? I'm reluctant when it has to do with law because there's a charge laid, there's usually a plea of not guilty, and as we've always discovered, the truth is in there somewhere.
And not in any way making a lot of DeGoey's extremely serious allegations, and we've dealt with those on the main body, the Sounding Board, as a reference point to reaffirm that. But just speaking about the media coverage again for one moment on this on the way through, did you notice in the doorstop as DeGoey left the court that they understandably used American stringers who were just probably briefed with half an hour's notice? I need you to, middle of the night, we'll give you $500, $1,000, whatever the rate was. Get there, you got to ask this question, we need this grab, and you got to just ask it over and over and over. And one of the journalists, who was clearly a stringer, he mistook the word Collingwood for Hollywood. Did you hear that?
No.
Let's have a listen to the doorstop.
I didn't hear this.
Of Jordan DeGoey. And like you get the angry questions from the stringers, which are the freelancers. But you have a listen to the word Hollywood from the guy.
Jordan, what happened last night?
What happened?
Jordan, what do you say to the fans of Collingwood?
How have you been treated? What happened in there?
What do you say to your fans?
Have you talked to the football club?
What do you say to your fans of the Collingwood Football Club, Jordan?
What do you want to say to your fans?
There it is, Damo. There it is. So there you go. Middle of the night or early in the morning, and then fortunately the lady there was kind enough to mop that up and ask the word Collingwood her question.
Well, he was spending
time. They wouldn't have heard the word
Collingwood
either of them beforehand, would they?
No.
They'd have been like, well, how do you say this, Collingwood? Like, you imagine the string of rotting down the word.
There was a recruit in the early 90s from Adelaide who then didn't last long at Collingwood, and he did have the headline. It was on the front page, back page, they would stand there at the time. It's Hollywood, not Collingwood. So maybe that person was onto something, actually. Peter Grant on Facebook, is the news that Cleo Smith is alive and unharmed simply the best news in the last 20 years? It's got to go close, doesn't it?
I thought it was unbelievable. I mean, unbelievably heartening news, for starters.
Mm.
But I thought the way it was covered on morning television, all networks, was incredible. I think Sunrise were fortunate enough to have a stringer in Carnarvon, which is a remote post on the coast of Western Australia.
Yep.
And that particular gentleman did a great job because they would have had, less experience in doing Koshy and Mel. I didn't see as much of the Nine coverage, but I'm told they did an excellent job as well. It was just beautifully brought to life and told, and I think everyone, their hearts filled when they heard the news.
Oh, it is. And even just the lead up to wherever anyone was when they first heard the news, and along the lines of breaking news on the disappearance of Cleo Smith, and you then, your heart was in your mouth waiting to hear what they were about to say next, and then it was positive, wasn't it? Because it hadn't been positive at all for 20 days or thereabouts. Grant Callahan on Twitter, when there's a major news story, it seems as though news outlets just rehash the same information but, quote, update, close quote, with the most minor new detail but promote it as a new article. Essentially, it's the same article. I guess the aim is to get more clicks and keep it on top. Grant, you've pretty much summarised journalism in 2021. If you can get the smallest form of update on any story, yep, it's promoted as a new hit. And it's up to the beholder whether he or she wants to click on that story, almost knowing that there is no update to it, but we all do.
And Grant, to quote the French Prime Minister, Emmanuel Macron, I don't guess, I know. I know that's what happens.
And you're absolutely all over it, Grant. Rory Neeson on email, just reading up on the Tim Smith drink driving incident and noticed a new term, quote, seasoned, quote, police officer in the Herald Sun article. Just wondering where this fits in the terms of the credibility scale that you two have spoken about previously. So there's impeccable sources.
Yep.
There's well-placed sources. There's track watching sources, and now there's the seasoned police officer.
Yeah, and the seasoned.
I like that. That's a good pickup, Rory.
Yeah, and the seasoned police officer just implies just a hint of doubt too. He's been around a while, but he's not always spot on.
No, see, I'm not reading that into it. I'm reading into it. He's reliable. Like he's been on the beat for a long time.
He's seen
a lot of things. If he's a male, he's seen a lot of things.
Can you do me a favor? Can you give us the credibility tree at some stage.
Didn't we do that though? I thought we did it.
No, but I wanted like a tree. A
proper tree.
Top to bottom.
Yeah, okay.
Where all the branches go and all the.
All right. The tree. Should we make that part of the soundies that we keep talking about?
Yes.
We'll make it part of the soundies.
Yep.
Jane, add that category to the list, please.
There's a couple about the Herald Sun Top 50. Jared Plowman asked how you felt about being below old mate Ralphie. And then Adam Child said,
were you in it?
No. Who would have? Adam Child would have said who would have been most offended and or surprised.
I didn't read it. Did you read it?
I read it. Of course, I read it.
Of course, you read it.
Endlessly amusing.
Were you in it?
No.
How were you not in it?
Oh, please. I'm long retired.
If you were in it, I would have asked how were you in it. But the fact you weren't, seriously, how were you not in it?
I'm long retired.
You're still more dominant than anyone they've got working for him, Hutchie.
When you ask the public their view, you need to do that separately to publishing your own.
Right.
Because the overcorrection bites you. Right. So if they had said to the public, rank your top 50.
Yep.
They would not have had Robbo 50 of 50. Now they might not have had it. They wouldn't have had him three, but he got the people that got ranked high. Got punitive punishment in their reader reaction. So it wasn't a true reader poll. Because the readers all had seen.
Jeez, you analyse this stuff a lot.
The readers all had seen where people were placed. So they went,
right.
Turn it up, Robbo's not three, I'll give him 50 just to fix this. But I don't actually think he's.
Or they might just have thought that's where he was, Hutchie.
No. And Gary Lyon was one. And I would have had him, bottom of the top 10. So I'm going to rank him 49th. There was a disproportionate reaction. Well, I think you got to do that. If you do those things to be genuine, you've got to give the public the same time. So we're doing our poll, heads up, here, get 2 weeks to get yours
in. The public in 2 weeks' time is not going to care about it. It's so instantaneous, yeah. Hutchie.
And, but it drives clicks,
and who cares what the public thinks?
Got made a click. Things.
Did it?
Yeah.
A couple more to go before we go, Hutchie. John on email, addressing this to both of us. Any chance Andy from Fremantle and John from Woodvale can get a special 10-minute slot every day during Trade Radio next year to give a light-hearted, average Joe Blow review of the day's trade news and trade rumours? Just think of that additional content, Hutchie.
Much respect for these two gentlemen. They are regular listeners of SENWA, and I'm very, very familiar with their
They're quite handles. Funny. We got Andy on our afternoon show a bit, and he's taken the you-know-what, I think, Hutchie, yeah. but he's good at it.
Yep, no doubt.
He's good at it.
Well done.
We never bought anything that he said because I'm just too, I'll use that word, seasoned to do so. But he's got a way about him, Andy.
Very seasoned.
And I think Andy may not even be his right name, Hutchie, as another listener seemed to point out.
My last one from Michael Simon on Facebook. Do you reckon Damo's 10 weeks of leave is enough time for him to mend his relationship with his neighbour? And have you got any suggestions that may assist?
You've made that one up, Hutchie.
That's from Michael Simon. Well,
All I'll say, Michael, is, and Hutchie is fascinated by this arrangement I've got, and I've always been open about it. I'm very grateful to have the arrangement I've got where I can get 10 weeks off. But it's
22
it's,
weeks.
But 10 weeks written down, and I'm very grateful for that. But unfortunately for Hutchie, he has people on his SEN books, Gary Lyon, Tim Watson, Jared Waitley, who have more than the 10 weeks that I get under my employment.
Incorrect.
And, Michael, no, that is factually true. Gary Lyon, Tim Watson, Michael, Jared Waitley all get more than 10 weeks, 12 weeks in certain instances, and other holidays on top. So, Hutchie, if you're happy to pay those guys that time, well done to them. They've got a far better deal than I've got with my employers.
A, that's not true. B, Michael,
no, that is true. That
22 weeks.
I'm putting my name to that being true.
The question was aimed at me, so I'll answer it, thanks, knucklehead.
You made it up.
Michael, there's a cold war going on across the back fence since the flooding. We've had some legal issues here and legal letters that we can't directly respond to the said allegations. I can't even tell you which side of the fence it is, whether it's the left side or the right side, due to the muzzle and the gag that's been put on me. But suffice to say, if you know Damo, Michael, he is a hashtag good hater, and it's a long road back for the neighbours. There. This has been the sounding board for Drinkwise.
12 weeks. 12
you won't
weeks.
Miss a moment. If you're choosing to have 22 weeks off, choose to
or
Drinkwise.
Or 12 weeks like others.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Questions with Hutchie and Damo. Send us your questions via Twitter or Facebook at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.